Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orel Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Orel Hildebrand. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Hale scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Hughes is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2. Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Rowe moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-3 in the game. Vozmik is walked intentionally. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.